President Trump and China are still in a trade war. Trade talks fell apart a few weeks ago. Now the countries are going back and forth placing tariffs, big taxes, on more and more of each other's goods. One example is Wisconsin ginseng. WUWM's Mayan Silver spoke with Will Sue of Sue's Ginseng in Wausau to find out how the conflict is affecting his industry.
So the trade war with China has dramatically impacted ginseng and the crop here in central Wisconsin, because approximately 90% of the ginseng grown in Wisconsin is exported to Greater China. So that would be mainland China, Hong Kong, and Taiwan. Now the tariff only applies to ginseng directly imported into China. Probably anywhere from a third to a half of the ginseng grown here is sent to China for processing. So those sales have declined precipitously in the last 6 to 9 months as we've been going through the trade war and as tariffs have been escalating. And the prices farmers are receiving for their ginseng crop over the last 6 months has been 20 to 30% lower than what it was in 2017 and 2018.
And so what has been the response among farmers?
I think you're going to start seeing farmers plant less this year. We may have to start looking at ways of cutting expenses out of the farming operations. And I think you will have some farmers that will have to leverage up in terms of debt or use equity that they've built over the years to try to make ends meet for the next foreseeable future until this issue is settled.
Have you faced these kind of headwinds before?
Yeah, we haven't seen a market like this probably since the late 1990s. So it's probably been about 20 years since we've seen anything like this in terms of cycle. In the 90s, it was an external supply shock when Canada started growing a significant amount of poundage, and the oversupply caused prices to decline. This isn't a situation where it's oversupply. Demand has been pretty steady the last 5-10 years. This is an external shock from the standpoint of adding what was initially a 20% tariff, and as of June 1st will go to an additional 10, so a 30% additional tariff on top of the original tariff that it was on ginseng into China.
And do you see ginseng growers having patience for waiting out to see if anything will improve? Or
ginseng growers are inherently or by our nature patient because of our crop. It takes 3 to 5 years for it to reach maturity. So we will have to wait it out regardless, because we've already made decisions in the past to plant acreage and to maintain acreage that we expected to sell this year, next year, and the year after. So this will not dramatically impact the plans for the next year or two in terms of harvesting. What it will impact is the number of farmers that are still around 3 to 5 years from now. The last time that we had this type of price shock and decline in the market, Wisconsin went from over 1,000 farmers growing ginseng to today, there's probably about 150 to 180 of us. So somewhere between a 75 to 80% decline in the number of family farms that are growing ginseng. I'm not sure how many more farms and farmers you can lose in this industry before we don't have either a viable or a sizable enough crop to make a difference.
So are you doing anything special for your farm, the farmers that you buy ginseng from or that grow for you?
Yeah, I mean, for the farmers that grow ginseng that we work with and that we have bought and sold their crop in the past, you know, we're trying to work with them to find ways to move their product into either different markets or to different customers. What we're finding is that we're having to do a lot more transactions. We're having to find a lot more small and medium-sized customers to take poundage. And that just increases costs for everyone. You have to take, you know, a 5 or 10,000 pound lot or a 5 or 10,000 pound order and break it into 5 or 10 smaller orders for 5 or 10 different customers and ship it and export it and do all the work. So you end up doing 5 times the work or 10 times the work for 20 or 30% less dollars. And nobody wants to do more work for less money.